It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. On Monday, two Reuters journalists were found guilty in Myanmar and sentenced to 7 years in jail. The journalists, Wa Loan and Chu So-woo, were investigating the killings of 10 Rohingya Muslim men and boys when they were arrested and accused of possessing secret state documents. The journalists pleaded not guilty. Joining us to discuss the verdict is Stephen Butler. He's the Asia Program Coordinator for the Committee to Protect Journalists. Stephen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
This is a critical story and devastating verdict for journalists. What's been the reaction from the journalism community, from Reuters, where they're employed?
Well, there's been universal condemnation from journalists around the world, from journalist organizations inside Myanmar, from all kinds of social organizations. Reuters has strongly objected to the verdict. They're planning to appeal. And some members of U.S. Congress are now speaking out. The U.S. ambassador was very vocal in denouncing the verdict. So outside of that courtroom, outside of the judges and the police, there's virtual unanimity that this has been grossly unfair.
And there were journalists who said that the journalists actually said they were set up by police. There was a police captain who backed up their story. There was testimony backing them up. Why was it that this wasn't enough to convince the judge of their innocence? Was this a bigger attack on journalism in the country?
Well, I think it's important to look at what happened to that police officer who verified their story. He's now in jail himself for breaking discipline. So if you're a judge in that system, thinking about exonerating these two journalists, even though the evidence was overwhelming, you have to think about what the future is for yourself, for your family. The reaction of the state has been extremely brutal, and as you suggest, it is not just an attack on these two journalists. It's meant to intimidate all journalists who operate in Myanmar, to prevent them from reporting aggressively on these misdeeds of the military.
Well, and that was my next question, which was, what does this mean for other journalists from other outlets who are trying to cover this conflict?
Well, you have not seen a repetition of this kind of aggressive reporting. These two journalists who went to the Rakhine State, who found these photographs, who dug up sources to verify their story, it hasn't been repeated, and I think there's a good reason for that.
And is this a trend? I mean, we're talking about attacks on journalists. We're seeing this happening in the United States even. We're seeing this happening in Mexico. Is this a growing trend that you're seeing that shows that journalists who are reporting on their own country and the misdeeds of their own country are being more frequently targeted than those who aren't?
Yes, it's unfortunate and true. And last year, at our annual census of journalists in jail, there were 262 journalists in prison, and that's the highest we've ever recorded. This year so far, there have been 39 journalists at least who have been killed in direct relationship to their work. So these are dangerous times for journalists, not only in Myanmar, somewhat in the United States. I mean, the United States still has courts and that will back up freedom of the press. But elsewhere,
in theory, Stephen.
Well, in theory, yes. Overseas, it's become very difficult. I think it's not, and I think there are two big factors behind this. One is that you no longer have leadership from the United States, and the second, you have China spreading influence. China has shown how to control the media.
Critical information. Stephen Butler is the Asia Program Coordinator for the Committee to Protect Journalists. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.